Well, let's go back to the story, because what does Jesus do when he comes to Jairus? He doesn't just say something, he does something. Yes, yeah, she's dead, but she will be well. And then Jesus does something astounding. Jesus looks at her, he takes her by the hand, and he says, "Little girl, get up." But the word little girl, you know, it could be translated almost as honey. Honey, get up. Just like that. But you see, behind the command to honey, get up is another command. That command is death, let go. You see, even the gentleness of Jesus, honey, let go, is stronger than the power of death. Even his gentleness is stronger than death. So who is Jesus then exactly? Well, there's a final reason that oil was used in the Old Testament. It was used to anoint kings. It was used to anoint kings. And in Psalm 45, verses 6 and 7, right, there's this anticipation, this promise. It says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of righteousness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, or Lord, your God, has what? Has anointed you with an oil of gladness beyond your companions." See, this king that's being anointed, his throne is what? Forever and ever. And then in the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, it speaks about an eternal joy. An eternal king and an eternal joy. In the last chapter, 21, verses 4 and 5, he will wipe away every what? Every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things will have passed away. Listen to this. And he who was seated on the throne, he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." The one bringing in and ushering in eternal joy is what? Is the eternal king. Who is it then that Isaiah, who is it that Israel are looking for? Who is the promised king? Well, we saw it last week. It is someone whom they would call the Messiah or the Anointed One. Now, here's what's interesting. Do you know which word carries forward the meaning and the idea of Messiah and Anointed One from the Old Testament into the New Testament? Christ. Christ is the title given to Jesus most often in the New Testament. Jesus Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Anointed One. Now, therefore, although Jesus was a king, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, although he was a king, although he was an eternal king, although he was bringing in eternal joy, what? He endured the cross, despising its shame, seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Why? For the joy that was set before him. For the greatest joy, Jesus endured what? The greatest sorrow. There's a show I've been watching. It's a PBS masterpiece. It's called Endeavor, about a constable or a policeman. His last name is Morse. And at the end of one of the episodes, him and his mentor, Detective Thursday, they're on the rooftops, and they both almost die, but they catch the bad guy. And Morris is just sort of in this state of just this shock and awe state. And he asks Detective Thursday, he asks him, "How do you do it? Leave it at the front door." Detective Thursday says, "Because I have to. Case like this will tear a heart out of a man. Find something worth defending." And Moore says, "I thought I had found something." And Thursday replies, "Music? I suppose music is as good as anything. Go home, put your best record on, loud as it will play, and with every note, you remember that's something that the darkness couldn't take from you. That's something that the darkness couldn't take from you. That's worth defending," he says. Listen, that is true. But I want to say something. When Jesus came to earth and he died on the cross, the darkness took everything from Jesus. Even more than that, Jesus gave everything. Jesus didn't throw away his life. Jesus gave his life. He was willing to lose everything. Listen, Jesus was cursed on a tree. He was, Isaiah says, a man of sorrows.